Blog Talk Radio.
My birthday. It happens once a year, huh? Happens once a year, whether I need it or not. 63 years young. It's your attitude that determines your attitude. Are you old or are you young? Anyway, welcome to Tony Venuti's ex-conservative radio hour. I still claim to have a show, even if I've got like 600 archives doing 3 years of shows prior to about 18 months ago. But I think I'm going to take this moment in celebration of my birthday to say thank you to so many of my Facebook friends out there. Gosh, Facebook giving new meaning to the term friends. But isn't it cool, huh? It's all a matter of how you manage your friends, who you select as your friends. I'm pretty picky because birds of a feather flock together. I don't want to be misidentified by being aligned with something I don't want to be aligned with, right? At any rate, the power of 10. What is the power of 10? What's the idea behind picketing the media? Well, it's the message, isn't it? Isn't he who controls the message the one that's in charge? And who is the messenger? Who's the messenger? Who's the messenger that's bringing us dictates on how to believe, what to believe, how to act, why to act? It's the media, isn't it? I've been watching since the 50s. I was always scratching my head as a kid. Why do these three newspapers, why do these three network TV stations have always on the same three headlines? Why do the networks, why do the newspapers always have the same story? So I've been watching this as a child. So we started what 1 to 10 people can do with the power of 10. We started with NBC's KVOA in Tucson. We had a few other people out there in the universe. We had Barbara out there, Brenda Berkowitz in Indiana at 20 degrees weather. She only could stay out there about 15 minutes, but she brought her signs, NBC, ABC, CBS. Well, here's how it's going to work. Can you imagine every day in every outlet in the country having no more than 10 people daily picketing, telling them that we're not going to take it anymore? We understand that when the truth is lies, our liberty dies. Isn't that truth? At any rate, so we went out there to KVOA, and I've been saying to people that it's all about the number 11th person. We only had 3-4 with us. Sherry came up from Sierra Vista, and I want to thank her very much, and her husband, Mike. We had we had Pete from WTF group in Facebook there, Pete Clark. And we had Greg Ziegert there with us. But as I predict, the media is going to ignore you. The media is going to ignore us until we, instead of being a fly on the wall in the kitchen, we're more like a hornet's nest at the picnic. And the power of 10 is really a simple concept. It's based upon exponential growth. Because, again, we need to have constant vigilance. These protests that people have over various parts of the country, like Glenn Beck had last year, we had like 500,000 people in Washington. And the next, it was hardly reported. You know, the media believes if the tree falls in the woods and nobody was there to hear it make a sound, did it really happen? I used to think about if I robbed a bank and didn't get caught, did I really do it? I mean, it's all of this faux science that we're being led by the nose with in terms of believing. But the power of 10 in picketing the media is essential for us to get the message back, because I'm tired of the media criticizing and ridiculing Tea Party people as radicals. Think about it, man. The Communist Manifesto dictated to take control of one or both of the political parties, and they have. We've got the rhinos out there declaring Tea Party people and true conservatives as radical. And when the media is able to drum that in people's heads day in and day out, day in and day out, it won't change. You tell people a lie long enough, it turns out to be the truth, isn't it? Perception is reality, isn't it? Well, no, it's not. Perception is an illusion of reality. It's a fantasy. People wake up from it when the rain stops raining on them, when the giveaways, the bribes, all the things that liberals do to bring you into their fold. It's where the exceptions to the rule now rule. The power of 10 is not going to end. The power of 10 will continue. And here I am on my birthday, December 14th, 1950. I was born. I'm 63 years old. You know that's Notre Dame's birthday? I always talked about being a know-it-all. Well, now I know that I am. I mean, I do. I am a know-it-all. I know what I know, and I know what I don't know. How many people can accurately say what they don't know and can celebrate that? How can you learn anything when you think you know everything? All I know is the older I've been getting, the more I realize what I thought was correct isn't as correct as I thought. And anyway, this is Tony Venuti celebrating his birthday. Don't you believe that your birthday is the one day that you can actually be a narcissist and be proud? You can actually say, me, 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 it's my special day. It's all about me, mine. But liberalism sort of creates narcissism, doesn't it? It sure does. Collectivism. I'm starting to call liberals just plain leftists right now. Just leftists. Anyway, folks, I'm going to cut this show short because, you know what, it's my birthday. And I want to explain to you that we're going to be picking the media again the 20th and again the 30th, at least me in Tucson. I'm trying to get some other people to do this, but it needs to grow to where we have new groups, what I call a slot. If you take three TV stations in a city, ABC, NBC, CBS, don't talk to me about Fox. They're not that bad. We'll get after them later. But I think the priority needs to be ABC, CBS, NBC. We only have so many mouths we can feed. We only have so many mouths we can picket. We only have so much energy. The more you spread it thin, the thinner your message. So we have to sort of concentrate our volume. A velocity upon the main culprits, ABC, CBS, NBC. But I need you all out there to take charge, to be a leader. There's a lot of people out there that are just waiting for someone to take the lead. They want to help out, but they're not the leader types. Most people are not leaders. Most people want to support those who take the lead, who show the courage. What is courage? Doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it? Courage. You know, it's a thin commodity these days. But anyway, thank you very much, folks. I'm going to log off because, like I say, it's my birthday. You all have a great day. This is Tony Venuti with your ex-conservative radio hour from Tucson, Arizona, to the power of 10. Pick at the media. Join me, please.